It is National Police Week. Yesterday, we saw the Sheriff's Department honoring 9 fallen deputies over many years in Sonoma County. And on the KSRO Live Line with us is the Office Santa Rosa Police Officers Association President and also Santa Rosa Detective Tim Hughes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. You know, one of the, of course, very distressing issues in front of police right now seem to be the number of attacks on police by citizens, and that number has raised just to a huge degree over the last many years. Question to you, Detective Hughes, how does Santa Rosa train its police officers to deal with something like that?
Well, that's a good question. From the time that you become a police officer, it seems like you enter into training, and that continues on throughout your whole career, because a lot of those skills are perishable and you lose them throughout time. So from the time you become a police officer, you enter into a 20-week police academy. At that time, you learn, in addition to the legal part of the job, you also learn about defensive tactics and use of force training, other things associated with preventing some kind of an attack on an officer. Tactical communication skills are important, interpersonal communication skills, as well as firearms training and defensive driving skills. So after the police academy, that's just the beginning of your training. Then you'll enter a 16-plus week field training program where you are out in the field with a more seasoned officer who's teaching you the skills of being a police officer.
Yeah, that's the part on TV where the field training officer, you know, takes the manual from the cadet or the trainee and throws it in the garbage, right? And says, this is at least on TV, they say, this is what real police work is like.
That's funny. That doesn't really happen.
Okay.
But we have a lot of rules and regulations, at least here at Santa Rosa, that you're very responsible for knowing and going by and procedures, especially when it comes to use of force. You know, we have a very laid out policy regarding that. And there's a lot of laws from the penal code and also to federal laws of assault under color of authority and things like that that you've got to be very aware of in this job.
Obviously, during the training, you guys are trained to stop the bad guys. But how much time is spent reaching out to the good guys and making inroads in the community and building a base of support for, you know, the people you're going to be dealing with?
Oh my gosh, that is a very big part of this job. You know, unfortunately in this job, our officers really, they see people at their worst oftentimes. If you need to call a police officer, it's because you've got some kind of a problem or something that's traumatic occurring in your life. So we don't always see people at their best, but it's really important to kind of go back and also have a good crime prevention program, also have good contacts in the community and be involved in the community. At Santa Rosa, we always work really hard in those areas to have good relationships with, you know, all the social groups in Santa Rosa, the social help community groups, you know, working with advocacy groups, and really it is important to have those relationships on both sides, as well as the enforcement, but also the prevention of and also working with kids to keep them from you know, entering into crime or gangs and those things, and the police department tries to stay very involved in that.
One of the big issues that seems to raise its head not only locally but also nationally for police is when they come across a person who is suffering from some sort of mental health issue. What about the training for coming across that kind of a situation?
You know, once again, you've got to reach back to good communication skills. We do work hard. We all go through a crisis intervention training. You know, frankly, a lot of people wouldn't be in, you know, we wouldn't have to deal with them if they didn't suffer from some sort of mental illness.
Right.
So we are constantly dealing with people either in crisis or that are having some type of mental breakdown or problem. And, really it comes down to the training the officers receive from the police academy through the FTO program through continued training that, it's really good communication skill. It's knowing who to contact in the community to help them, beyond the police. There's further assistance is needed, and it's knowing where to reach out for that assistance for that person.
Well, that's just one of the many, many, many challenges that you face each and every day. And as we recognize National Police Week, that is Detective Tim Hughes from the Santa Rosa Police Department. Tim, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Pleasure. That is the Santa Rosa Police Officers Association president as well, Tim Hughes.